Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was 1998 when I first started having run-ins with provocateurs. They were going to tear down a veteran's house, so we were going to have a community-organized event, try to repair it. And they had plainclothes cops come in and talk about, hey, we need to kill cops. And I'd follow them out in the parking lot with a video camera, and it'd be an unmarked cop car. And I said, why are you doing this? We're just trying to help an old man. But see, they don't want any community organizations forming. The FBI in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s would target mainline soup kitchen operations for the poor if it wasn't part of a big tax-free foundation system. They don't want us having any communities, so they target everyone. It's declassified. They infiltrate mainline churches, businesses. Everyone gets spied on. We've got more spies per capita now than East Germany did. They've had congressional reports admitting that. It's very shameful. And so there I am in Brooksville, and all I'm trying to do is talk to neighbors about the military drills. And they're saying, we're not supposed to talk to you. The Army came to our door. That's in police state through the takeover. So we're out there, and we're just standing up against the fence of the municipal airport, videotaping the drills they were doing of trucks coming in with supposed detainees, loading them on the aircraft, taking off. They were also doing deployment maneuvers. And then they send these Humvees, well, actually dune buggies, off of the facility. And we talked to neighbors that, you know, saw them driving around looking for us in the woods. And then this individual starts getting down on the ground, and I say, what are you doing? And he's got a lighter out, and he's trying to light grass on fire. And I start stomping out with my foot, and I say, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm setting a fire as a distraction. And I said, setting a fire? We're news media here. And I said, look, I knew when you showed up here, and I've known for the year you've been hanging around in Austin, that you're in the military. And I said, I can look at your haircut, your eyes, your build. I said, look, I know you're high-level special forces. And he started laughing, and he goes, I'm going to set this fire. And I had to shove him down on the ground. And I said, look, you may think you're tough, buddy, but I'm about to stomp your guts out. Okay, you're not going to set me up with this. And then, and this all happened in front of Mike Hansen. He's a witness to this. In fact, call Mike Hansen. We need to get him on as a guest about this. We need to talk about that. I need to go back over my videos and from memory pull up that guy's name. I mean, it's just, what I just told you, similar things have probably happened 20 times to me. Because to the military, I wasn't even a human. They were going to set a fire out there. I'm an evil American that wants to show what they're doing. I'm the enemy. And so they're going to set a fire out there to have it on the news that I was setting fires. And I'd probably still be in prison right now. And it's the same thing when my guys went to Pittsburgh. They call the military. They say, we want to come and talk to your information officer. They have their press release. They go and they say, when can we talk to your spokesman about the military's deployment? They wanted to ask him about Posse Comitatus. They said, go wait over there. And they waited for 20 minutes. And it's all on video. It's in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, coming out next month. And they just said, no, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Leave. And then they called the police. We were trying to plant bombs or blow up the base that we were up at the perimeter. We're not even human to these people. I mean, look, they will frame you. They will try to frame you. And you've got to protect yourselves from these people. But to all you militia folks that just think this is like the next level after paintball, it's not.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It was 11 years ago. We went to Brooksville, Florida. This is just one of the provocateur cases. We told no one when we were flying out, when we were landing. This individual who'd been getting involved in the anarchist groups, patriot groups, stirring up trouble. We were trying to build a memorial church in Waco for all those that died, including the BATF. There's a plaque there. He showed up at the airport. Then he showed up at the municipal airport where they were doing these drills, and they were doing drills in the town. And, you know, I always talk about these cases, and then I forget we have video of this. And, Mike, I know this was 11 years ago, and you probably have close to 1,000 videos. But we need to get the raw footage from police state to the takeover. I know I've got that somewhere around the office, but you have duplicates. We've got video of that guy. And I've seen basically his make and model at all the national security events that we see out there. But I'm just illustrating these militias and the types of people they infiltrate and then how they try to carry out the violence. And then they set you up for it. So imagine, I as a media person go to Brooksville, Florida, north of Tampa. I guess it's a town of 40-something thousand. I'm just guessing off the top of my head, a little medium-sized town. Like, pull up population guys on Google of Brooksville, Florida. It'll be bigger now, but I want to be precise about that. Now, Mike wasn't listening to the show, but I called him during the three-minute break and said, do you remember that guy's name? He goes, No, but we have video of him. But I just wanted to, I thought it'd be important with my witness to say on record what happened 11 years ago to illustrate to people how real this is and how serious this is, and that my guys last year went to G20 as press, and the police tried to set them up saying they wanted to attack the military base, and that was on record. We have video of this with the military. And then, of course, we have Luke Radowski on video outside Larry Silverstein's Building 7, the new one they built, protesting the inside job, and the police come over with his security goons and say, we know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to say you've got a bomb and put you in prison for it. On video. See, they've been green-lighted to frame people to such a level, they will say they're going to frame you on tape. And this has all the earmarks in this five-state raid on militias. Now, Mike, I know I haven't given you but 2 minutes to try to recall all this. You didn't even hear the story I told on air earlier. I asked you and you weren't listening. Tell us what happened from start to finish in Brooksville, Mike Hansen, my camera guy of many years.
Hello, Alex. Glad to hear from you. What I remember about the young man was that he showed up in Mount Carmel while we were rebuilding the church there as a volunteer, and he actually said he was out of the special forces and was on. He was either just out of the military or on leave or something. And then when we
and by the way, I know the type. I mean, this guy, this is the real deal. I mean, it wasn't an act. Go ahead.
But he was always trying to provocateur different things. And then when we went to Brooksville, we actually flew into, I think it was Tampa or Orlando or somewhere. He showed up in a, it was an unmarked, like an unmarked police car. And we didn't have a ride or something. I don't know what happened. But he showed up at the airport and was just there. I couldn't believe it. He just was there. He drove. He said he drove all night to get there or something.
And continue what happened next. Do you remember me pulling you aside and going, this guy's a Fed, but let's surveil him?
For some reason, I think it was that we didn't have a hotel room or something, and he wanted us to come over to his area. And I think we ended up, I told you I didn't feel comfortable with that at all because I knew what was going on. And I think we ended up getting away from him the first day, and then he ended up back with us now, is what I remember.
That's right, but tell folks what happened in Brooksville with him.
He was, when we got into the base area, he was always trying to get attention to us, to get us caught while we were trying to film the activities going on there. He was, like, setting fires and putting flashlights into the to the airplanes and helicopters to get their attention and all kind of things like that.
Now, let's be clear. One time, he just kneels down in the bushes and starts starting a fire. What happened?
And that's when they had a spotlight or something, and we had to start running for our lives. You lost your cell phone, I think, in the swamp.
Yeah, but, Mike, let's go back. What did I do when he started trying to set a fire?
I think you told him that he was the provocateur at the time. I got mad at him.
Yeah, because he kept trying to do it. And remember, I shoved him down on the ground, and I said, you may think you're tough special ops, but I'm about to stomp your guts out. You don't remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a long time, but I remember.
So, and again, I've learned a lot more then. I would have just waited for the doom buggies. But it was, I don't even know why we ran to the swamp. I should have just waited for them, but who knows? They might have set a fire and killed both of us.
Because they started, they had the helicopters that were with the spotlights that after he did all that. And so we had to run to get away from them. And that's when they sent the dune buggies out. That's when they sent the dune buggies out.
Look, Mike, we cannot procrastinate now that we've talked about this. Where is the video, the raw video? I mean, I know I edited it down and put it in Police State 2 of the Takeover, but he's not in that.
I mean, I haven't talked to you for a while, but what I'm doing, Alex, is I'm going through every single video on VHS before they run and putting it out on the Internet to make sure it gets out there on the Internet before it runs. And I've been doing that. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff I put out, the UN flag burning. And it's a coincidence I just put that UN flag burning out on the air. All right, thank you.
What, are you in a store, Mike?
Yeah, I had to get some moving blankets because I'm getting some appliances for a rental. I'm actually here in Austin. And what happened was, Alex, the UN flag burning. I put that out there, your speech on the UN flag burning. Then I heard on the news that they had just arrested the militia group for, and part of their deal was they were burning UN flags. So.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on short notice. I know you were in a store and weren't listening. I tell people these stories, and I want them to know it's the truth. I mean, this is what you get when you just try to go cover an urban warfare takeover drill.
You can't explain to the people. You'd have to write a book about what happened that time. But there's been a lot of cases, and it's still happening, where these provocateurs show up. The provocateur that showed up at Mount Carmel tried to stab you.
Yeah, I forgot that. They were with, they later admitted that they were federal informants, and the woman came in with a butcher knife. That was not fun.
And way back, too, there was a federal agent that infiltrated when I used to have to hire people as workers. He said that he didn't have any money, but he had this nice apartment. And you found out later that he was trying to infiltrate your organization. And you know who that is. He got on the radio and told you.
That's right. That guy later admitted he was a Fed. I'm such scum.
There's been quite a few people, I've been trying to be very careful because, you know, I don't think it's over yet. I think they're ramping it up a little bit.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on. I just thought, why should I sit here and say Mike Hampton was there? Why not just get him on and have him tell the story? Oh, then somebody broke in our hotel room and stole the $500 I'd left in there.
Yeah, and I think, they found us, too. I mean, he ended up finding us over at that other hotel, that same provocateur. And while I'm on here, talking about old footage of yours, Alex, what I'm doing is I'm going through these VHS tapes and got a computer guy trying to get the best quality out of them. He's putting them on my YouTube channel free of charge. You can see Alex Jones when he was looking really good back in the early 90s and 97, 98 and all that at Mike Hansen Archives on YouTube.
No, we link to it all the time, Mike.
Yeah, I know you do, and there's some really good speeches that, and it really, it's still the speeches that you did back in the 90s are still holding true today. So it's just, you know, people don't even know what date it is. They think if we don't put the date, they always say, hey, when did he give this speech? So
yeah, because everything we talked about came true.
So that's what I'm trying to do for my little part now. I have to run my business, but I'm really trying to go through this warehouse. I literally got a warehouse full of old VHS tapes.
Well, Mike, in closing, now that we've talked about it, you need to immediately dig through and find that guy at Waco or the Brooksville footage. We've got to get that out now because we need to expose that guy.
Okay. I'll work on that next.
Because I can't believe how stupid I was. I mean, I knew it was dangerous and bad, and I stopped him, but I should have called the police on him right then. I should have. I mean, just the danger we've been in all these years, and we just walk point like it's no big deal. And we wouldn't be here, Mike, if it wasn't for people's prayers and God above. Thanks a lot, Mike. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 30th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11.1120. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11.4158, 570.79 for a half ounce, or 285.40 for the quarter ounce. That's 11.4158, 570.79, and 285.40.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Here's what I'm going to do. Throughout the rest of this hour, I'm going to continue in a nutshell to break down this PSYOPs propaganda and how it's working and how they're carrying it out, how they're doing it. And we are going to open the phones up specifically for militia. Militia members who've had groups try to infiltrate them or who have kicked out provocateurs, folks from Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and other states where this is happening. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But in a nutshell, it's simple. The establishment politically is engaged in revolution against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're engaged in treason. And they know what they've done politically is political suicide unless they stage terror attacks and provocateur events to demonize their opposition. And who are they going to demonize? The Tea Parties, with the airplane attack and the Pentagon shooting, and now with these militias. And I told you months before all this started, this would heat up in March and April. And I believe it is going to peak in this next level in late April. Because I've seen them do it over and over again. I have experienced it. I psychologically pretty much have suppressed all the stuff I've been through. I mean, Mike just reminded me how some woman came at me with a huge butcher knife and I jumped out of the way and she said, "I'm going to kill you. I'm a fed. There's nothing you can do." And then the police showed up minutes after. No one had called them saying, behaving like I'd done something wrong. I guess they were ready to kill me or stab me and then say that I had attacked them. And it's happened so many times. I mean, I can't go to a book signing, a video signing, at a movie theater, at a bookstore, at a gun show, without somebody walking up, you know, informant types. You know what a criminal looks like. It's in the eyes. It's in the demeanor. It's in the predatoriness. You know what a federal agent looks like. You know what a state police informant looks like, what a state police intelligence officer looks like. You know what a special ops looks like. You know what a national security level Delta operator looks like. You know what a Navy SEAL looks like. I remember when I was down there covering the protest during the contested election in 2000 at the governor's mansion, and they'd have Secret Service guys come over dressed in plain clothes, and I go, "You're Secret Service," and they'd laugh and say, "I am, Jones," and just shove me. And then they'd have another guy walk up, and I'd go, "You're a Navy SEAL." And the guy would laugh and go, hi, Jones, and just walk on by. I just know these people. I've been around them so much. I know all the different groups. Most of these Navy SEAL operators, for some reason, they pick them really small. I mean, they found that that's a, I guess it's a Napoleonic complex, and a lot of other psychological things go into it. It's a whole body type. It's everything. I've just been around it so much. I mean, they don't even hide it. They'll have Navy anchors on their shoulders. I mean, it's not even, they think you're so stupid. That's like Governor Ventura when he, 2 weeks into office, they call him into the bottom of the basement of the Capitol. There's 23 CIA officers there basically trying to boss him around. I mean, folks, it's such a police state. The government's so evil. It's trillions in weapon sales, trillions in drug sales, illegal and legal. They got CPS rings kidnapping kids for the elite. It's just as evil as you can imagine. And I just want the police and military to know, most of you are compartmentalized and aren't part of this larger operation. And please, for heaven's sakes, research what I've talked about. Look at the issues that we've covered here and realize that it's so wicked, I can't even cover it all. And so they want to wage war on the American people. They built up this homeland security system. And they now want to go after their enemy, the middle class, people that have wealth. All the taxes are being raised. New taxes are being invented. Every tax under the sun is being implemented and raised. And they're going to squeeze and squeeze, and the Pentagon thinks they can take this country down. You know, Eisenhower warned you about it. He said a scientific and technological elite had taken control, and they have, and I'm just a person who wants freedom in my republic. I am an American first. I am a constitutionalist. And it's just so horrible knowing they're setting all this up. I'll tell you what's coming next when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Okay, I'm going to go to Kevin, Tim, Chris, and others. Specifically, if you're in a militia, or you have intel and live in one of the states where this has happened, or if someone's ever tried to provocateur or set you up for your political activities, 1-800-259-9231. But on a separate issue, last Friday, CNN called me. By the way, we are simulcasting now at PrisonPlanet.tv in the last 2.5 hours of the show. Last Friday, CNN called towards the end of the show and said, we want to put you live on tonight. By the time I got off air, it was, oh, we want you to come down in an hour and do a taping via satellite from a satellite uplink office down by the Capitol. And I said, let me guess, you'll interview me 10, 15, 20 minutes and 30 seconds will end up being in the show. And they said, it is a show about you. Are you causing violence? And notice they're doing this right ahead of the weekend raids. Guaranteed they were cued in. That's basically all CNN's covering right now is the evil militias, worse than Al-Qaeda. Evil American gun owners are everywhere. We've got to have naked body scanners on the streets. Oh, my God, the militia is so deadly. Meanwhile, the Mexican mafia is killing hundreds of people every few days in the U.S., thousands every few weeks. It's thousands every few weeks now. In Mexico. That's not a problem, an actual real threat. No, it's this imaginary fake militia that they provocateured and created to then demonize the idea of an armed citizenry. So all of this is coming together. I'm the big enemy of all these TV networks now and newspapers and magazines, London Guardian, New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek. I'm calling for violence. I'm, of course, none of it's true. I'm saying don't be violent, and I'm exposing how much of this is provocateur, and I'm exposing false flag terror and how they're building up for a repeat of 1995 this April. All the indicators are there. And you've seen I've been right this far. If we get the word out, we might be able to blow their operations. That's why they're mad. And yes, I'm in danger, folks. I mean, 11 years ago, I had them trying to set me up. Somebody just shows up, I'm there with a video camera, and they start lighting fires, saying I did it. And I'm like stomping on it. So this is real, okay? I live in the real world. You're not tuned into entertainment. You're not tuned into somebody who's here just to be a big radio host. Okay, I'm putting my life on the line here to warn you, because you are the target if they're able to bring this system in. It's like Hitler beta-tested stuff on Jews and a few other unpopular minorities, but really it was for everybody. So they're beta-testing this right now on Muslims, on gun owners, on conservatives, on libertarians. They tell conservatives we're doing it to stop Muslims. They tell the liberals we're doing this to stop the evil gun owners. But the main target of this is the American conservative or libertarian or gun owner. We know the Democrats have been caught in Denver and other areas attacking their own offices. That's the Denver Post. Almost all of this is provocateur or completely staged. Now, I go on CNN. You know, it's a taped interview, and I taped it because I didn't want them to take me out of context, and I said in the YouTube video from Friday, I said, I don't even know if they're going to air this. They said they were, but in my experience, they've interviewed me before, they don't air it. And then the spin machine went into the conspiracy theory that I staged this and I wasn't interviewed by CNN. Like, I care about being interviewed by CNN. Folks, I'm on BBC, Russia Today, Fox. I mean, I've been on CNN, I don't know, probably 10 times over the years. It does nothing. No traffic to the website. They always take it out of context. It's the mouse that roared. Their top shows have 1 million viewers. Most of their shows have 200,000. A big radio show in Chicago has more than the average CNN show. Rush Limbaugh's got 10 million a day. No, I was interviewed by CNN. But it's so pathetic that people would, when I made it clear that they taped it, I don't know if they're going to air it, but I'm showing you what I said to them. I'm showing you what really gets said. And then, but it doesn't matter. Anything and everything I do gets attacked. But I thought I'd do this because I wanted to call them anyways, and I've gotten busy and didn't do it yesterday. I want to call the CNN producer that called me right now live on air. We'll see if she answers. If not, we'll try back later. And I'm going to ask, you said that was going to air that night. Is it going to air? And then you can later call Justine Redmond if you won't. I mean, if she won't tell us what's going on, you're welcome to call her. So go ahead and call Justine Redmond, CNN producer, right now live on air. And I also told people the name of the production company, the Satellite Uplink Facility. What's the name of it again? Ray Guy Productions? Ray Guy Productions in Austin. 4 o'clock Friday.
CNN.
Hey, is this Justine Redmond?
It is.
Hey, listen, this is Alex Jones. I just needed to get this on record because some people were saying I wasn't even really interviewed by CNN. We're live right now. You guys did interview me Friday, correct?
We did.
And how come you didn't air it?
I think we had some breaking news that night and had to change the show around, but we're hoping we can air it tonight.
Oh, really? Tonight?
Yep.
And of the 15-minute interview, what, about 30 seconds?
I haven't timed it out. It's a pretty long story by our standards.
But, I mean, how long am I in the piece?
I'd have to go and check.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us. Just one more question. Did you guys get tipped off by the feds about the militia raids coming up? Is that why you interviewed me Friday? So you could have me involved in that?
No, absolutely not.
Did you guys enjoy the interview?
Yes, it was very interesting. Thank you.
Well, have you seen the YouTube posting? Because I shot video of my questions and my answers.
No, I haven't.
I mean, we don't have the questions on tape. We just shot it with a little camera, flip phone. But my responses, because I wanted people to actually see what I had to say and not out of context.
Mm-hmm. Right, no, I haven't seen it.
So this is probably going to air tonight on Anderson Cooper?
It's looking that way at the moment. As you know, live broadcasts can change very quickly, but that's the plan so far.
Yeah, Friday night, I guess you guys doubled down and did, what, 30 minutes on Sarah Palin.
Did we?
Is she as big a ratings getter as Anderson swimming around with sharks?
I don't know about that.
Hey, what was Joe's full name, the guy that interviewed me?
He's our correspondent, Joe John.
Well, I wanted to be clear, because I got cut off right there at the end. When I was saying protect ourselves from CNN scum, I meant particularly those that help promote the WMD hoax with the Bush administration in 2002, 2003. I wasn't saying you're all bad or evil. I was just getting upset by the question over and over again, you know, are you causing the violence? Do you feel guilty for this? That was of, you can imagine all I call for is nonviolence here. And so I've kind of gotten to the point where it's a pet peeve, kind of rubs me the wrong way when that happens.
Well, we have to ask you the question to give you the chance to state your position. So we're just trying to be fair and get your statement and story.
Let me guess. The point about if redcoats come marching up your street firing at you, you have a right to defend yourself. Is that what's going to be on the news tonight?
No, that actually isn't one of the parts we used. It was pretty close. I think we used part of that answer, but not that.
Oh, you used the Malcolm X part?
No, I think the part about... you're catching me without script in front of me, and of course Friday seems like a long way away. I shouldn't try and quote you off the top of my head because...
No. I mean, just in a generality. We're just curious here.
Well, then the best thing I can do is suggest you watch the show tonight.
Well, hey, you'll probably get some higher ratings because I've got several million listeners.
We look forward to that.
So, I saw some web comments that people were contacting CNN. Just to be clear, though, you're a CNN producer, and I did not hoax the fact that you guys interviewed me.
Absolutely not. We came to you and wanted to interview you for our story.
All right, well, so you think it's going to air tonight, and let me guess, I'll be mixed in with the Beverly Hillbillies that the feds set up there in Michigan.
Not in this piece, no.
Oh, really? Wow, well, so is this just mainly about the tea parties then?
No, it's really about you and various members of Congress.
And, of course, the bottom line there is... I guess you guys are setting the parameters of debate, saying, you know, does it add credence to the radicals that congressmen come on this radio show? Is this dangerous? I mean, are you guys kind of like the grand gatekeepers that are going to... Because I've seen other pieces on Fox and CNN where they've attacked Gohmert and others for coming on my show. You did contact Gohmert and Ron Paul for this piece, didn't you?
Yes, Ron Paul... We saw him briefly, and he said he didn't have time to talk to us about it.
And what was it? Why are you going on the Radical Alex Jones' show? Is that what you were asking?
No, I don't think that's quite how we put it. But no, well, I don't think we're trying to set any parameters. I think actually our story, what we're trying to do is ask the question about what the parameters should be.
You know, though, Justine, this could be all staged as well. Maybe you're not really a CNN producer.
Maybe. Sometimes I wake up and I can't quite believe it myself.
Well, you know, here's what's going on. I'll let you know you're busy. See, I've been successful at waking people up because I do cover what I can prove, and my track record of predictions has been very accurate. Did you know that I actually interviewed one of the leaders of the militia, Pale Horse. His real name is Sickles. Did you know? In fact, I'm looking
for
that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, it was back on August 17th of last year. In fact, guys, will you pull up Kurt Nemo's story about that, the strange case of Sickles? I predicted, I said, you guys are probably going to be set up with a fake intel gathering operation against a police station. And the reason I knew that is that that's what the feds always do, is they go in and radicalize militias and actually provocateur them. I mean, are you familiar with 1993 when the feds cooked the bomb, trained the driver in the World Trade Center bombing?
I'm familiar with the World Trade Center bombing, yeah.
But, I mean, the New York Times article and the released audio tapes of the federal informant Ahmad Salam being ordered to build a real bomb and let it go forward?
Not so sure I'm familiar with that.
Well, here's the article, just in case you want to go pull the interview we did with Christopher Sickles. Are you familiar with his name?
No.
Well, he's supposedly one of the people rounded up in these militia, and he's the pale horse.
Okay.
And of all the 400-plus militia groups, I said on air, I believe there's operatives in this group, maybe even the pale horse, and that they're going to be set up and that they will target police, because that's what the feds want, is to create a perception that police are being targeted so that they can then swing the Homeland Security apparatus around on the American people and say, oh, look, the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, they're coming true. Well, it's coming true because this is being manufactured. Like Texas Monthly reported in 1998. Did you ever read that article about how they created a fake Klan group and try to get them to create carry out terror attacks, the FBI?
No, I don't think I saw that article.
Okay, well, listen, you've been very, very kind. What time in the show is this going to air? We don't know. Just 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And I wish I could guarantee that it will air, because it's already been held up just because that's the nature of live news. But fingers crossed it'll be on tonight.
If it doesn't air tonight, then it's not going to air?
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
Okay, well, listen, thank you for speaking with us, and I appreciate Justine Redman for talking to us from CNN.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Okay, there you go, ladies. And now it will just deepen. They'll say, that was not CNN, that's his wife. Because that's the conspiracy theorist. I'm Bill Hicks. I'm a reptoid. I work for the Vatican. I work for Israel. I'm a Scientologist. No. I'm none of those things. I'm a red-blooded American and a Texan who's defending my republic. Okay, I got Peter Dale Scott come up, and I said I'd take your calls. You know, I knew CNN probably wouldn't air it, and it remains to be seen if they will. So I thought, we're in a hurry. Most of the other guys had to leave. It was Friday. They wanted to go cash their checks. And Craig, who's not really one of our camera guys, I said, can you come with me? And he said, yeah. I've got to go engineer for a band tonight. He does that in his part-time. He's a great engineer, sound engineer. And so not his best camera work on Friday, but he's like 15 feet away with the camera zoomed in. It's really hard because they shake. I mean, I'm a pretty good camera guy, and it's hard. The point is, so we just thought we'd shoot it and show you know, at least so it wouldn't be a waste of time driving downtown. And then that gets spun by COINTELPRO and operatives, because they don't want people to have a debate about the issues I put forward in that CNN interview. It's got over 200,000 views in the three different versions of the video I've seen just on YouTube alone. Let's go ahead and talk to who's a militia member here? All right, we'll go to Kevin in Boston, then we're going to go to Tim in Michigan's got intel from the ground, Chris, Scotty, Dan, and others. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. When you asked for call for a militia, I just wanted to point out Section 13 of the U.S. Code Title 10 is entitled Militia Composition and Its Classes. And,
no, 18 to 45, and I know it's federal law that we're all in the militia, and that's why they're creating these ridiculous militias to make us look stupid.
Well, that's it, but I don't want to make fun of, you know, I trust your investigation into these things. That's what you do. I don't want to, you know, call anyone else ridiculous, because I know that they can defame all of us. They're very effective at that, and I don't know who to believe and what to believe other than my own personal experience.
Yeah, but I've interviewed members of this militia, and out of the 400 groups, I said, red alert, dangerous group, being set up. I mean,
I'm not trying to identify with them. I just think, you know, I worry about my own actions and my own things. So I'm not disagreeing with you, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way. I mean, I post on awrm.org. I would encourage people that are interested in the concept of the militia not to go join any group, but to study leaderless resistance and to read the National Militia Standards, which can be found on awrm.org. Yes, I've had a provocateur attempt, I believe. I haven't proven that. I don't have the resources that you have to look at. I just disassociated and got myself out of a situation. But they're out there, and that's why it's much more effective. You know, things are going very well for us. There's 14 million guns sold in America, 14 billion rounds of ammunition in this past year. People need to, that are, you know, we are nonviolent. These are, only for defensive purposes. And what people really need to be doing is just doing what they're doing, getting the word out, waking everyone else up, being prepared by storing food for emergencies. It could be Katrina. It could be some of the floods we're experiencing up here in the Northeast right now. Being independent-minded is not a bad thing. It's, we're not evil. And, I just watched, I'm Irish Catholic, I just watched the movie Michael Collins about the Irish Easter uprising that was just on again. And, you know, at the end of the movie, it seems sad if you're from Irish, if you're Irish Catholic and you're sympathetic to the Easter uprising, when first Michael Boland is killed and then Michael Collins is killed and they're on opposite ends of a civil war. But then as it closes, you remember that, look, they achieved their goal of a free republic, and they made peace with England, and ended a lot of the violence. And that's the goal.
We know this. If we don't stand up, tyrants will take over every time and have their way with us. God bless you.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $20 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We've got a new T-shirt destined to be a bestseller. Look, Obama is a front man, a figurehead. They want to build him up and tear him down, but they want to tear him down later. We need to tear him down now so their agenda stalls. His real name is Barry Sotero. He became a national citizen of Indonesia. He was adopted. You then can't be natural born once you've given up your citizenship and come back. His real name is Barry Sotero. regardless of the birth certificate, and that there's a lot of evidence that he was born in Kenya, he's not eligible to be president. Now, we have a new T-shirt with a big picture of Barry Sotaro, and it says, "Where is the birth certificate?" under it. That's on the front, on the back, Infowars.com. And people are going to stop you everywhere and say, "Barry Sotaro," and go, "Yeah, that's his real name. Didn't you know he even has a fake name?" It's almost like the birth certificate is a distraction from this Indonesian citizenship. That's 100% confirmed. Boy, if the government wasn't mad at me before, they're really going to be mad now. Hey, at the point of no return a long time ago, full steam ahead. What about that CNN call? The guys were all laughing at that. I can't believe these idiots were saying I faked a CNN interview. I made clear it was a taped interview. I don't know if they're going to air it. You heard her saying they don't know if they will. I don't know what that phone call will do. I don't even care about being their stupid piece tonight. But now I want it to air for all these idiots running around saying, "It's fake, it's not real." Unbelievable. Okay, that's enough of me ranting. You can get that new T-shirt and the two new films we've got out, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Look, everybody wants to know if FEMA camps are real, the COG, the martial law. This film proves it, 2 hours, 20-plus minutes. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, incredibly powerful. Get it, give it to everybody you know so they understand what's happening. We document the false flag terror, the provocateurs, how they tried to set up my crew as terrorists in Pittsburgh. I mean, this is standard procedure, and they'll do it to you unless we expose them. It's like they've been caught framing people with fake DNA evidence now. They're trying to sell you that DNA is a great thing. No, it's not. DNA evidence. Let's go to Tim in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air, Tim.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? Let me take
Good.
You out. Hey, listen, I'd like to first thank you for waking me up, although sometimes I don't know if I want to bless you or curse you because of, you know, I realize this stuff's real and, you know, I don't want to say I'm paranoid, but let's just say that I've been a 9/11 truther since about 6-7 years ago when I started doing research on this. I was actually handed a DVD by some people that were 9/11 truthers in Florida. And that's how I kind of got turned on to the whole thing and did my own research. Nobody put anything in my head. I went and researched this myself. And like many others, I'm thoroughly convinced that and now know that everything that you're telling us is basically for, you know, watch out for your own back because this stuff's for real. Now, this started Sunday. I've actually talked to Michigan militia people. And I got a link off of one of your websites that went right to Michigan Militia Radio. And just out of curiosity, I clicked on the hyperlink. And I started listening. And this is, I don't know how you want to do this, but I've actually kind of numerically categorized my information that I wanted to feed to you. So do you want me to just dump it all out, or do you want to reflect?
Well, you're in Michigan. Just tell us. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, this is what I found out from right here, and I live in Macomb County, which is maybe a 45-minute drive from where this all happened. Okay, so anyway, Listen Radio is broadcasting that somebody blogged on their website that they had sealed warrants and indictments for 9 people. Now, I know this to be a fact, Alex. They rated awake. This is what they rated, awake. This was a funeral gathering.
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.